Greetings, programs and users. It is time once again for another episode of Old Nerds Drinking. I am John Patrick, the Master Control Program, live from the Edit Suite. Here is the second half of the episode we recorded the other day. In this, we have the return of Racehorse or Weed Stream, and then it's Ro and I rambling. So hopefully you enjoy. Now, speaking of nostalgia things from my high school years, did you watch the teaser trailer that Peacock released today?
For Twisted Metal?
For Twisted Metal.
I honestly really don't. I'll watch it. And you know what? I mean, if you watch it and say, yeah, watch it, I might watch it. But this concept of let's make a video game into a movie or a television show, because that seems to be the new mine that everybody is mining. Like this, the Super Mario Brothers movie or whatever, this one that just came out, I have no interest in seeing that.
Okay, I will say, I took the kids to see Super Mario Brothers last week. It was okay. I spent the whole movie thinking that Princess Peach was voiced by Sarah Michelle Gellar, only to find out it was another actress who I have absolutely no idea, but apparently sounds in my mind like Sarah Michelle Gellar, so I apologize to her.
I'm sure she'll hear this.
Yeah.
Not a doubt in my mind.
Jack Black is Bowser.
That seems fitting, but again, I have no interest in seeing it.
But as I have already seen a Super Mario Brothers movie, I will say this was much better than that one.
That's what I've been told. Yes.
It's another one of those things. Like, 100%, wait till it's on
now,
a stream.
I might watch the one that they put on in Saturday Night Live with Pedro Pascal.
Oh, my God. The Rainbow Road. That was so good. Mm. I will say, my favorite part of the movie was Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. And they have a whole Mario Kart sequence in the movie.
Oh, brief side tangent before I forget. Because we've talked about how once things fall into public domain, how the potential for fun things to happen could be. Apparently, there is a Christopher Robin movie coming out that's going to be coming out this year, where Christopher Robin grows up and to become, like I said, he's in his 20s and he starts getting into drugs and all this kind of stuff. I don't know much details about it. I saw a brief video on it. So I'm just putting it out there that there is a Christopher, like they're taking Winnie the Pooh. And they're doing all this, like, there was that movie that just came out with Winnie the Pooh and Piglet became, like, serial killers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's definitely a candidate for bad movie night. I got to find it and watch it.
So I will say, like, when it comes to streaming, watch it. It's funny. There's jokes in it. There's references to both other Nintendo stuff. In the movie, the Mario Brothers make a TV commercial for their plumbing company, and they're doing the Mario rap.
I don't know the Mario rap, and I don't want to.
Oh, my God. That was from the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, starring Captain Lou Albano as Super Mario, and they had this rap that they did, and it's exactly as terrible as you think a 90s rap based on a video game is.
Yeah.
But it's my childhood, so I got a little chuckle out of it. There is a pizza parlor, and it is the Punch-Out Pizza Parlor. And all the pictures you see on the wall are the characters from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yeah. Many hours playing Punch-Out, I can remember fondly.
While Chris Pratt is the voice of Mario, there are a couple of times where they work in the original voice actor from, like, Mario 64, where he's doing the lines from it.
Mm-hmm.
So it pays homage. And, yeah, it's... If I hadn't have taken my kids, I wouldn't have paid to see it. But when it got to streaming services, I would have watched it, and I chuckled. I enjoyed the movie.
No interest. I mean, there's things that you've talked me into watching, which I did watch Lower Decks, and I did find it to be very funny.
Oh my God, I finally watched it. It is honestly my absolute favorite Star Trek, because it is the only Star Trek show that ever shows normal people in the Star Trek universe. In all the Star Trek shows, everybody who is in Starfleet is just like, I am only... the soul of my existence is the betterment of humanity, and I have no other concerns outside of it. There's nobody who's just like, I live in this utopian society where I don't have to have a job, so I'm gonna fucking just be a slacker and do interesting shit my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has a nefarious purpose or is like just out to do something other than the utopian ideal.
Well, there's the one guy in the show that wants to be a captain or a higher ranking guy so bad.
Boimler.
Yeah, and he's the one that gets messed with by everyone.
Right? And just and like in the first episode, they mention having to clean bodily fluids out of the holodeck, because the only people use the holodeck for is fucking. And it's like, yeah, like if I lived in the Star Trek future, there is a 100% chance I would be fucking on the holodeck.
Yeah, I think pretty much everybody would.
Yeah, like not even like fucking holograms. Like I would have a date and it's like, we could have a date in the 10 forward lounge, or we can go to the fucking holodeck and have a date in like ancient Rome. And fuck. Like, there is a 100%
You'd be totally banging goats.
Oh, my. No, no.
Look at that. The look of agreement that nobody can see. I'm kidding.
Okay. So, in a future episode, the Lower Decks crew breaks into the holodeck. And it's the Doctor and the Bajoran security officer are replaying a Bonnie and Clyde scenario. Where they are Bonnie and Clyde. And, like, the Lower Decks crew is trying to sneak past them in the scenario so they can get to, like, the other side of the holodeck because they're trying to sneak through the ship. But, like, the whole time, the Doctor and the security officer are, like, flirting while they're doing a shootout as Bonnie and Clyde, and then they end up fucking.
What I do like, there's things like, well, I grew up, I'm a Trekkie. I've grown up watching Trek my whole life. I even watched the original Trek cartoon that they did for a while. And there's things that there were alien races that were in the Trek cartoon that are in Lower Decks. The one with the arm on the middle of its chest.
Right.
The little cat guy. These were all characters that were in the original series, Star Trek cartoon, way back in the day.
Another of my favorite things in Lower Decks is in one of the episodes, the Bajoran security officer dies, and then he comes back. And, like, everybody acknowledges that it happens, but, like, nobody, but they specifically tell people, don't talk about it, don't mention it. And then Boimler becomes obsessed with it, like, he has to know. Or no, it's not Boimler, it's the cyborg engineer guy. And, like, he talks about these dark secrets of it, and it's this thing that it's acknowledged, but it's not talked about amongst the, like, crew, and you're never supposed to mention it to the person who died. But just so many times there's been points in Star Trek where people have miraculously come back from the dead, mm-hmm. and they kind of make a joke about it, and I love it.
Hmm. Have you watched any of the last final season of Picard yet?
I have not. I watched most of the first season, got disgusted with it, watched the first episode of the second season, was not interested enough to keep going, and then I will force myself to watch the third season because it's basically the Next Generation reunion special.
It is, but it's very well done. Like the first season was okay, second season was an abomination. The third season was done by somebody who really, 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 it's a really good I love you letter to Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I loved it so much so that there's a lot of hype out there where people are saying, hey, you need to do this continuation show from it because Seven of Nine becomes a captain and everything. And it's so well done. It does have its problems. It does have its flaws. But on the whole, it was really written very well by somebody who really cares about, well, you know.
There is enough interest in Star Trek to like, they did Discovery, which is its own weird thing.
Yeah, and this is coming, that was coming to an end.
And they did,
Strange New Worlds is amazing.
So they did Strange New World, where they're exploring the timeline around the original series, and then they're doing the Chris Pine movies, which is retelling the original movies. Mm-hmm. But there is a lot of interest in the next generation era of Trek, that there are more stories to tell there. There are more, that timeline could benefit from being continued.
When you watch season 3 of Picard, you will, by the time it's done, you'll be like, yeah, there's more stories to be told here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some stuff about it, again, I didn't like the ship that's in the show, though cool. I'll spoiler for everybody. It ends up becoming the new Enterprise, and I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of done with Enterprise and all of that stuff. We already have an Enterprise on television. You know, let's get a new ship.
It's the thing that the flagship of the Federation is always the Enterprise.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with, like, the U.S. Navy having the honor roll of ship names. It's just certain ships will always bear those names.
I get that, but it's like,
But just because there is an Enterprise doesn't mean you have to make the next show the Enterprise. Like I said, Lower Decks is, not only is it not the Enterprise, it's like the third tier starship. Like the starship captains are like, please God, don't put me on that ship. They serve a purpose, but they're not great ships. And I love acknowledging that those things exist in the universe. It's like in the real Navy. Yeah, it's the pride of the Navy is the aircraft carriers. But the ships that are doing the really heavy lifting are destroyers, are amphibious combat ships. They're the ones that are doing the tough jobs every day, even though they're not the glamorous jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I'm interested to see where they go with Star Trek.
I think Paramount's learned their lesson from Discovery, and plus, they're like, that's how Strange New Worlds Strange New Worlds came about, because everybody liked those characters when they were on Discovery, to the point where people said, do a show with these guys. The Enterprise looked good, the guy who plays the captain's good, the crew was great, and that's how Strange New Worlds came about. And the outcry for another show after Picard is so much greater that Paramount actually came out and said, all right, we heard you, we hear you loud and clear. You know, and that's all we're going to say.
See, it's my same thing with Star Wars. It's like, okay, we had 9 movies dealing with the Skywalker saga. There is more in the universe of Star Wars than just this one family's drama. Can we please just do something else?
They are giving me my Rey movie.
I
hope they do it right.
Well, let's be fair. They also said they were giving us a Rogue Squadron movie, and we all know what those fuckers did about that.
Yeah, I know. That's when they made the new announcements for the movies are coming out with. I'm like, we'll see if this happens. We'll see, you know, where this is going. They did announce the movie where Star Wars, it's going to take place like 10,000 years, the beginning of the Jedi.
Yeah, so,
really no interest in that movie at all for me. I mean, I'll go see it because I'm a Star Wars whore.
I mean, if they did and said they were going to do it like based on the Tales of the Jedi comic books, I might be interested.
No,
but
this
honestly,
takes place at the original how Jedi were formed. And I'm like, I don't really care about that.
Yeah, like honestly, that is, I have no interest in that movie. Just because, honestly, Jedis are, I mean, like, yeah, when I was in my teens, it was all about the Jedis, but now it's like, man, I want to see a Lando movie before I want to see a Birth of the Jedi movie.
Yeah. Well, I think that's still coming to, I think that's, that the Lando show is still coming to Disney Plus and stuff, but who knows, because they've done so many cuts and changed so much in the last 6 months, that who knows what's going on with that.
Yeah, so Disney just released something where they were talking about what the, like, upcoming releases are going to be, and I think
they're looking dangerously close, like Warner Brothers and DC at this
point. Well, no, this was just like what's a timeline of what's coming to Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, like Ant-Man is going to release on Ant-Man Quantumania is going to release in May, and then it's there's a couple other shows that are not related to Marvel or Disney, so I have absolutely no interest in them. But then it's Secret Invasion's coming in June.
Ahsoka's coming in August.
And then there's like one other.
Skeleton Crew's coming.
No, they did not mention Skeleton Crew in this release, which means we will not see it before August.
Yeah, that's not going to come out before August, but Skeleton Crew is coming because they're filming it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're doing that. The movie that the Thrawn movie that they brought up, which is going to be the culmination of all of these shows, but they've never made any secret about all of these Star Wars shows are all tied together to come together like a Marvel Thanos kind of thing.
Oh my God! So one of my deeply favorite, like super obscure parts of expanded universe lore is there was a character by the name of Jodo Cast. And he was a bounty hunter who also wore Mandalorian armor and was active in the time where Boba Fett was recovering from Sarlacc and before he had reemerged. And in one short story, you find out that Jodo Cast was actually Thrawn. And it was Thrawn was in this identity to do things like some shadowy wetwork stuff. And I just thought with like the last season of The Mandalorian, like, dude, it would be cool if they brought this character back and he's in the Mandalorian culvern and then you find out it's Thrawn.
See, the thing, though, is they're going with the Heir to the Empire storyline, which I'm not entirely sure how they're going to do all that well because so much, like, that's where we got Mara Jade from. You had them trying to clone Luke Skywalker's hand. You had a different Jedi Master. There was so much stuff that is not in these movies.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely going to strip out a lot of that stuff.
Like, it would be cool to see them. I don't know how they're going to do, but bring Mara Jade back in somehow. Because there's a whole lot of Luke Skywalker story life that we still don't know. Oh, yeah. He may have had a relationship with her or whatever.
Yeah, we'll see. We are planning to do a big Mandalorian spoiler cast now that the season's done. Probably in the next week or two, we'll get Jake and Tom, see if either of them are available, and have that out soon. So I don't want to go too deep in Mandalorian. Oh my God. I was just looking at my notes, and because as I was getting ready for PenguinCon, I gave a panel on 3D printing for gamers. So I was doing some research. I was looking at a lot of, like, getting some images and researching articles to, like, give my presentation. And I came across something that I absolutely want to print and have no reason to actually print. But, like, when you think of 3D printing, what do you think are some things you would want to 3D print?
Oh, my God. I don't even know where it's all gaming stuff. Well, I take that back. There's some other
okay,
stuff that's not.
So let's
gaming,
caveat, not gaming stuff. What would be something that you think would just be cool that you could make a copy of just to have in your home?
Off the top of my head right now, I really can't come up with anything that quickly, to be honest with you, because my brain's just not in that mode. So what do you?
How
you
about
got?
A 1-to-1 copy of the Stanley Cup?
Ooh.
A 1-to-1 scale, complete with all the engravings, all the etchings, Stanley Cup.
I mean, it's cool.
Like, just
I don't really got a place to put it or whatever, though, so, you know.
But like, you would make a spot in your home for that. Like this is the whole, one of those things that everybody iconically knows what it is.
You need a pretty big 3D printer for that.
No, you don't, because you print it in pieces and you assemble it.
Okay.
Yes, somebody in one of my 3D printing forums makes a STL file of the Stanley Cup. And I have to think, like yeah, movie props are cool and, like, printing copies of movie props to, like, display and everything. But fucking A, to have the Stanley Cup in your home. And, like, it would not be too hard to put, like, a metallic finish on it. There's ways to do it.
I mean, I can see why somebody would want it, but I don't think I would want it. You know, I'd be doing stupid stuff like light cover fixtures or, you know, unique cool stuff like that. Or, you know, then there's other things that I'm interested in that I would have
like,
made.
Like, could you imagine just, like, going to a convention and carrying it around like a trophy?
White gloves. Guy, yeah. In a suit. Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
But yeah. Like, it's just, it's one of those things that is such a unique artifact. It'd be like printing your own Heisman Trophy. And just like,
I'd probably be doing something stupid, like, you know, taking my Yeti cup and being like, can you make a thing for me that I can make this into a bong of some kind? You know, which they do have out there. They have little things you print to put on the top of them. So that actually kind of makes me want to segue into the next section here.
So in honor of 420, one of the other 3D printing groups I'm on, they released the files for the Glong.
The what?
The Glong. It is a 3D printed Glock frame with...
Oh, yeah, you sent me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a marijuana pipe attachment to it.
Full disclosure, I don't really smoke that much. Most of the stuff that I do is edible-oriented. But, yeah, I saw that. I thought it was a real gun or a mod or something that you sent me.
It is. It is 100% a serviceable Glock frame that you can attach a slide trigger kit and barrel to, and it will fire.
But the idea of smoking a bong with a gun right in your face like that, that's how you lose an eye.
Yeah.
Kid, weed and guns do not go well together.
Yeah. Old Nerds Drinking and the ATF do not advise the use of marijuana while operating a firearm.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So what we're going to do is we did this last year, a little bit late this year, though, but we do a section, or I like to do a section called Horse Name or Pot Strain.
Oh, so, here we go.
Well, you can play along at home with us. How this is going to work is I'm going to give John two names. I have eight of these. And John has to determine which is the horse name and which is the strain of marijuana. Usually when I do this, when I did this last year, I would have something about the horse or I would have something about the pot strain.
Well, no, it was you would read a name and I had to say, is it a pot strain or is it a racehorse?
Well, what I'll do is I'll read off both names and you tell me which one.
No, just read one name at a time.
Well, no, just trust me. I'll give you both names and you tell me which one is the pot strain and which one is the horse name. So play along at home if you want to, folks. Let's get it started. The first name is going to be Blue Moonshine. The second name is White Abarro.
Blue Moonshine's got to be the horse.
No, Blue Moonshine is the pot strain.
White really?
Abarro is the horse name. And by the way, all of these horses, or with the exception of two of them, all of these horses are horses that have raced in Kentucky Derbies. So you are incorrect on that one, sir. Next one. First name, Sunset Sherbert. Second name, Wildcat Red. Which is the horse name? Which is the pot strain?
Oh, that's really tough.
Wildcat Red, Sunset Sherbert. Take your time. You know,
I got to think Sunset Sherbert's the weed strain and the red one.
Wildcat Red.
Wildcat Red's a horse.
You are correct, sir.
So
you are one for one right now.
Okay.
Now we're going to go a little bit saucy. First name, G-Spot. Second name, Two in the Pink. G-Spot or Two in the Pink? Which is the horse name? Which is the weed strain?
Oh, my God. Please tell me G-Spot's the weed, Two in the Pink's the horse.
Incorrect, sir.
Oh,
my God.
The
exact opposite. The horse name is G-Spot. The pot strain is Two in the Pink.
Oh, my God.
I believe Two in the Pink is a hybrid strain.
Oh,
so you are now one for two.
Yeah.
Next set of names. First name, Tis the Bomb. Second name, Golden Ticket. Which is the horse strain? Which is horse name or which is the weed strain?
Golden Ticket has to be a horse name. Like, that is just 100%. Like, if I had a racehorse, I would name it Golden Ticket. So, Golden Ticket horse,
Tis the Bomb is the second.
Tis the Bomb is the and that's something. If I had a weed strain, I think, what is it? What strain is this? Tis the Bomb.
I feel that we should have the Jeopardy music in the background for this. The dun, dun, dun. We can edit that in. But you are incorrect, sir. Tis
God
the Bomb is the horse name. Golden Ticket is the pot strain. I wanted to do this with a little bit of a challenge this year, so I put a little bit more work into picking these names. Next set of names. The first name is Phantom Menace. The second name is Happy Jack. Which is the horse strain?
Oh, my God.
Horse name, which is the pot strain?
Oh, my God. A Tropic Thunder reference and a Star Wars reference.
Yes. Very good. I'm glad you caught
it. Oh, my God.
Very good, sir. Happy Jack or Phantom Menace? Which is the horse? Which is the pot?
I'm going to go with Phantom Menace is the pot. Happy Jack is the horse.
You are correct, sir. You are correct. So,
moving on. Two for
two. Two for two. Moving on. This next set of names. The first name is Gray Magician. The second name is Black Diamond.
Ooh.
Gray Magician, Black Diamond. Would you like to phone a friend?
No.
I wish we could do that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great if we could phone a friend. Gray Magician, Black Diamond.
I think Black Diamond's the weed strain and Gray Magician is the horse.
You are correct, sir.
Yes.
Very good.
Because like Black Diamond is like a, what kind of weed is that? Man, this shit is Black Diamond.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like Gray Magician, I mean, that's obviously a Gandalf reference.
I could see either one of them. Yeah, I honestly, those
can
go,
either of those can go both ways.
Yeah, I would have thought the Gray Magician would have been the weed strain. So we have two more sets of names to go, and then we're going to be done here. Next set of names. Name number one, Roadster. Name number two, Pennywise.
Ooh. I'm going to have to go with the horse as Pennywise, because like fucking A, I don't want to smoke weed that's named after the clown from It.
So that's your final answer then?
That
Roadster
is my...
and Pennywise? Okay, you are incorrect, sir. Pennywise is the pot. The horse is Roadster.
Oh, Jesus. Like, no. There is no amount of money in the world that would get me to smoke weed named after the clown from It.
There like, is a strain of weed called Purple Monkey Balls that I came across, but I did not throw that on this list.
There's
another strain called Cat Piss that I did not throw on this list.
Piss.
Cat Piss is a very prominent marijuana strain. I believe it's a sativa strain.
All right, so I got to get this last one to retain my 50-50 record.
Last one. We move on to the last set of names. Name number one, Sapphire Star. Name number two, Bode Express. Weed strain or horse name? Sapphire Star, Bode Express. Or Bod Express, however
you want. Bod Express. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go Bod Express is the weed.
Sapphire Star or Bod Express?
Sapphire Star is the weed. Bod Express is the horse.
That is correct.
50-50.
That is correct. That is correct. I thought about doing a full 10, but I didn't know how well you would do. So
yeah, this is... Man, there's... I still think... Golden Ticket is a missed opportunity for a racehorse name. Like, that is... And it's got to be a shitty racehorse.
Now, there could be a horse out there with that name, but I tried to stick to... the one exception I think I made to this rule was G-Spot or Two in the Pink.
Two in the Pink.
I found G-Spot at one, I think, the Preakness, I believe. Well, didn't raced in the Preakness, but didn't win the Preakness. But most of these, I usually try to stick with, horses that have raced throughout the years in the Kentucky Derby.
Well, it's funny cause there's like three big horse races and I forget which they are. And it used to be like, everybody wanted to be the Triple Crown where you won all three horse races. Yeah. But then like at a certain point, people who owned racehorses stopped trying to compete for the Triple Crown. Because what they would find out is by the third race, the horse was so tired, unless it was like Secretariat or the best racehorse in the world, there's no way you'd win it.
Mm-hmm.
So they would not run their horses in at least one of the races, but that would mean it's almost impossible for any other racehorse to win the Triple Crown because by the third race, they're tired. Whereas this person maybe skipped one of those other races and their horse is fresh for that last race.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about obscure sports,
Dodgeball 2 is getting a movie.
I recently discovered that there was a scandal in the world of snooker.
What?
Yes.
No.
Like, the form of billiards that is more pretentious than regular billiards.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently this year at the...
Was it a dosing scandal?
Oh, no. It was a protest.
Really?
There was disruption in the billiards. So this year at the Snooker World Tournament in Jolly Old England, a group of oil protesters decided that they were going to raise awareness by protesting at the World Snooker Championship.
Why would you do that? Why? You know what? That should be a thing. You should have protests of totally not related events whatsoever, protesting something that is completely not related
to it. They had a slogan and everything, and it was, "Don't let Big Oil snooker us."
Wow.
In the first round of competition, play was disrupted when a protester broke onto the floor and released a, I don't know if it was a compressed air bomb of some kind, but anyways, it was this bright orange powder exploded onto the snooker table in the middle of a match, and the table had to be taken out of play and the match replayed because they had to refelt the table because there was this orange powder, like chalk powder, all over it. And then in the second round of play, a woman broke onto the play floor and attempted to tie herself to the snooker table, where wearing a T-shirt with an anti-oil company slogan on it, and was pulled off of the table by a referee in a, I believe, tuxedo with white gloves.
I mean, to an extent, their protest worked because we're talking about it. Now 12 more people know about this protest we're talking about it here.
I will never, you know, say these people are anything but they believed in their cause enough that they were willing to do this. Both were arrested, and they felt strongly enough about it to do this. However, of like all the places you're going to protest, I can't imagine what was the thought process that got you to, I know, we'll protest at the World Snooker Championship.
It sounds very Monty Python-ish.
Like, yes,
like,
I could.
Are they the People's Front of Judea, or are they the Judea's People Front?
Like, I could easily see something like this as a Monty Python sketch, but, so yeah, that was a thing that happened in the world this week.
Like, We should put together a protest for people, like, you know how they got that group that's like they're trying to protest that they were circumcised. We should like hold one of those rallies at a National Dairy Farmers Convention, you know. Or we should.
You don't want to fuck with the dairy farmers.
Well, you don't want to fuck with the snooker players either. I mean, look.
Well,
that'll
there's a difference. The Dairy Farmers of America are propped up by the American government, so you know. There's the whole national cheese surplus and all that. It's $1 billion industry. You don't want it's not, fucking with the government's money.
Not
you
that I
never
support
fuck
the
with
cause.
The government's money.
Not that I support the whole, you know, protesting circumcision, but if we were to start a rally for something like that, what would be a great inappropriate place to host that protest? It's like, this is that game where you take what ice cream flavor goes with what food, you know? What would be a great place to protest, you know, the whole circumcision thing? Male circumcision, not females.
No, it's got to be...
Okay, well, find me a dumber protest.
It's not that the protest is dumb. These people have a legitimate concern about the unchecked power of the British petroleum industry. It's the same thing in the United States, where it's like basically...
Gotcha. But what protest... You got to find two things that do not go well together. You have to have a protest, and you have to be protest at a place which does not fit at all. You know, what would be two great tastes that would not go great together? Putting you on the spot.
Optometrists protesting about the trend in the auto industry to make brighter headlights and how that's doing damage to humans' eyes.
Gotcha. Good. I'm with this. I'm here. I'm following you.
Protesting at a trade show that makes accessories for blind people.
No, because you have the vision-related thing there. That wouldn't work, but... What would be, let's take it a step further. Why don't we have them protest at a air conditioning like an AC duct seminar or something like that.
Yeah. No.
Wildly obscure. Not working? Not doing it for
you? Oh, no. Okay, so this is a thing that I just discovered is actually a thing. You remember how we wanted to do an episode on, like, weird sports?
Yes.
So while I was at PenguinCon one day, we're in the restaurant, and I look on one of the TVs, and of course it's ESPN2, and they have competitive tag.
Oh, yeah. It's actually really hardcore. I've watched it.
Oh, yeah, like, dude, it's basically...
I mean, at first you laugh, and then you go, wow, these people are really busting their ass out here. Yeah, these are real athletes.
It's a, like, obstacle course setup. These guys are, like, parkour free-running over it, and it's tag. And that's what it is. And, of course, when we were watching it, it was U.S. versus Canada. So now it's a matter of national pride that I had to watch this.
Yeah.
Like, so have them protest, but at the National Tag Convention.
That'll work.
The National Tag Championship.
Okay, now you got it. Yes, okay, so optometrists protesting of Vince Bright's highlights.
Yeah, they go in there, and to make matters worse, they do it by tagging both people. So now it's like,
Yeah. So you would have the woman that would run out onto the actual tag playing arena area with, like, a headlight or something like that, you know? Yeah.
Because honestly, that is a real thing, and optometrists have been warning us about it, and I completely agree.
So I'm going to ask all of our listeners that are on the Old Nerds Drinking Facebook group, if you can come up with some kind of a protest and some kind of an event, a stupid protest at, I don't want to say a stupid event, but for lack of a better term, we'll say a stupid event. What two things do you feel would be beyond the absurdity? And I want you to, if anybody is interested in doing this, go onto the Old Nerds Drinking Facebook page and post it. Plus, I want to see if anybody that actually listens to the show will go out there and post something on the page related to the show.
Like I said, dozens of listeners around the world. And also, like I check the episodes to see, like, how many downloads episodes get. We did get a good spike in downloads after PenguinCon, because I'm assuming a couple of people who were at the live show may have downloaded back episodes and gave them a listen.
Yeah.
But still, number one most downloaded show is our second episode, which was the Halloween episode.
We have also fallen behind on taking a movie and replacing it with Muppets.
Well, I mean, that was something we talked about in the first episode, and we've done it once. It's not something that we should be doing it every episode. It's
no,
just,
but it's been a while.
It's something fun to do.
Yeah, we need to sit down and figure
out. Oh, dude. Because I think we did one of those times, we did Dune. They just dropped the first teaser trailer for Dune Part 2.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard about it.
Yeah, I think it's releasing in November this year.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm so fucking excited for that. Like,
yeah, you going to take me with you to see it this time? Or, you know what, my wife actually might want to go see it this time, so.
So, if it's, well, I would probably do the same thing if it's an option.
You'd see it at midnight showing and then go back and re-see it again?
No, I didn't see it at a midnight show. It released on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I watched it on HBO Max specifically because I wanted to watch it with subtitles to get all the dialogue.
Yeah.
To get all the notes of the movie so then I could go to the movie theater and just be gobsmacked by the scenery.
Yeah.
And if that option is available, I would probably do that again. But yeah, like, oh my God, it was so... honestly, it's probably one of the most beautiful movies I've seen in the last 10 years. Just everything about it.
Yeah, I've seen it 3 times now, so I've got no shame in saying that. I watched it with you, watched it again, and then I watched it again with another friend of mine. I watched it with you, watched it with my wife, and then I watched it with another friend of mine again. And these were both people that had they saw the original Dune. Well, one of them didn't see the original Dune, and I think my wife saw the original Dune years and years ago, so she didn't remember as much. And now I find it, like, I was going to go back and watch the original Dune, and now I don't have much of an interest in going back and watching it. I've got it downloaded to watch on a bad movie night, but the time I see it, I'm like, Ash, nah, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. You know?
I like the new one so much better.
I was at the record store the other day, and it's a record store locally, and they focus on kind of more, like, indie obscure stuff and not just, like, pop records.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was looking through, like, some punk albums. And on one of the albums, there was a track called The Weirding Module.
Hmm.
as like, hey, that's a Dune reference to the David Lynch movie.
They didn't. No, they weren't called. The weirding way was what the Bene Gesserits did, but the sound module was called something else. I don't think it was called a weirding module, was it?
Yeah, I believe it was called the weirding module.
Look that up. Look it up and see what the module was called. I don't think you're right, but if I'm wrong, you know, okay, who cares?
In David Lynch's Dune movie, 1984, the weirding module is a sonic beam weapon that translates certain specific sounds into attacks of varying potencies. These devices are not present in the original novels by Frank Herbert.
Yeah. Yep, that's correct.
Yep. All right, well, this is a good place to wrap it up. Rojan, where can people, or what are you up to recently?
Trying to get my system back up and running again to try to fire my show back up. It's going to be a little bit longer because I'm still trying to figure out if I should just buy a whole new computer and then reinstall everything on it or just save the one that I've got now. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Besides from that, my life has been crazy, chaotic, hectic, and just insane the last month and a half or so. I'm waiting for things to slow down a little bit. That seems to be the story of my life in general, though.
So I do have a new recommendation for Cinema Labad.
Oh, that's right. You were there for the first live incarnation of it. Where actually, we talked about recording a show as a movie's going on.
Yeah, so
it's a bonus episode.
One of the YouTube channels I follow, the person on the YouTube channel recently bought a gun range and is opening his own gun range. The facility apparently used to be a B-movie horror set. And one of the movies they filmed in this building was a movie called Grindhouse 3 Cockface.
Oh,
and
you can find it, we'll watch it. I'll set up the movie.
I sent you a link to the IMDb page, and it's going to be interesting to try and find a copy of it. But yeah, essentially, it's a slasher B flick about a serial killer who wears a mask with a giant dildo coming out of the mouth. Yeah,
that might be a movie we're going to have to watch in the backyard.
Yeah, this definitely seems like something we need to do.
That's going to be a summertime movie. I do know that the next time we get together, I had promised Banjo Jones that we're going to be watching probably Hard Ticket to Hawaii. Because have you seen Hard Ticket to Hawaii?
I don't think I've ever seen Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Yeah, we're going to watch that next because I feel that you guys need to see at least one Andy Sidaris movie. So,
I do think at some point we need to watch Miami Connection. I know.
Oh yeah, we'll do that. We'll watch
that is a classic schlock movie.
Yeah. The Sidaris films are right
that
up
there. That or Samurai Cop.
I have Samurai Cop. I have Wolf Cop. I've got a lot of movies saved that we could throw down. Which I've watched them before, but I have no, like, watching Italian Spider-Man. That's probably the third time I've watched that, and I had no problem watching it again for the third time. So you know.
And as always, you can find us at the Old Nerds Drinking Facebook group. Come for the podcast, stay for the memes. You can find me on all the socials at John Patrick MCP. And with that,
end of line.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now!
So, what's the plan?
Take car, go to Mum's, kill Phil,
sorry,
grab Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice cold pint, and wait for all this to blow over.
Might as well write him off.
Let's close up the bridge. Let's get out of here. Close it up, lights out.
Where are you headed, cowboy?
Nowhere special.
Nowhere special. I always wanted to go there.
We're going streaking! Yes!
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please
first. Nothing to see here, please.